This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Seven red states filed a lawsuit in May arguing that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Policy, or DACA, is unconstitutional because Congress never voted on it. A district court judge in Texas will hear arguments on Wednesday about whether to issue an emergency halt to DACA. Young people enrolled in DACA contribute billions to the economy, according to a coalition of major companies in Texas. Lawyer Nina Perales says evidence like that is going to make it hard to sell the notion in court that a dreamer is harming the state. She's the vice president of litigation for the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund.
You know, every time she fills her gas tank, every time she pays her insurance, every time she pays her sales taxes, she is representing a benefit to Texas.
The judge who will hear the arguments has ruled against immigration protections in the past. But even if he does order an emergency injunction this time around, it would not take immediate effect, according to MALDEF. The case is expected to make its way to the Supreme Court. There are over 7,000 people enrolled in DACA in New Mexico. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.